Hello, I'm Brooke Johnson, and welcome to My Father's Podcast. It is our desire that you be blessed and encouraged by today's message. I will be back later to let you know how you can receive additional information on our ministry at drcraigjohnson.org. God bless you.
You know, there's a spiritual virus that's loose and in epidemic proportions, and you don't know it, but the last month or so you've all been tested, and I'm sorry today to have to announce that you're positive. You're AAO positive, and that's AAO stands for all at once-ness. Today we're going to talk about the fact that everything God is doing in your life is little by little, never all at once. We are afflicted with a spiritual STD. All at once-ness. Listen to the media. Listen to the sermons. Everything is all at once. And if you don't get something all at once, that's because you didn't have enough faith. There's sin in your life. You didn't pray enough. You fasted how many days? 30? Ah, it was supposed to be 40. We're afflicted with this disease of all at once-ness. We're the kings and queens of all at once-ness. We're all onceians. In battle with our mortal enemies, the processians, those who believe in a process, those who understand that all God's ways are gradual. In Hebrew, it's le'at le'at. It's a little Hebrew for you. Le'at le'at, little by little, little by little. Did you know every work in life that God is doing in your life is not all at once? Nothing in the development of your character is all at once. Nothing. Not done in a second, in a day, in an hour, in a minute, in a month, in a year. Did you know all of God's ways? We have to fall in love with the gradual means God uses in order to mature us. You don't give birth on Wednesday, send your kid to kindergarten on the following Monday, and then betroth them in marriage the following Monday. That's absurd. Of course it is. Because God is a God of the process. Yes, he can turn water into wine, John chapter 2. Sometimes that's called a miracle, but most times he uses a process to make wine. Water comes down into the roots and goes up in the grape, and then you take the grapes and you go through a fermenting process, and eventually there's wine. God is the God of the process, and we have to understand this because we are afflicted with this disease of all-at-onceness. Think of the messages that you listen to. There's always the intimation through osmosis, the brother Moses is that if you don't get some, we have fast food. We want it yesterday, right? We want spiritual growth. I'm going to a seminar to teach me how in four easy steps I can what grow up. Can your six-year-old become 20 because of some decision you made or a pill you gave them? No, loved one. It's all le'at, le'at, little by little. Here a little, there a little. We are all at once-ians. Think about it. Well, God is not with your cause. What are the symptoms of all at once-ness? Well, unrealistic expectations. Ridiculous expectations. I remember somebody saying, God called me to be a surgeon. I said, you don't even have a high school diploma. That's going to be 20 years of school if you are accepted now. And their response was, I think my God's a little bit bigger than that. That's an all-at-once-ian. Is that a healthy expectation? No. My God's big enough. I had a friend whose wife divorced him for no cause whatsoever. And whenever he would bring up a few scriptures on the topic, she would say, I think God's just a little bit bigger than that. He's a little bit bigger than his word. You see? It's called a category mistake. If you think maturity comes immediately through a choice that you make and then you're okay, then you're deluded. I'm sorry. It's fairy tale thinking. Everything in God's kingdom is little by little. Listen to this text. It's been on my heart all week. Exodus 23, 29, and 30. But I will not drive them out in a single year, because the land would become desolate and the wild animals too numerous for you. Little by little I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. Who's God talking to? He's talking to the children of Israel who have been in bondage for over 400 years. And it's a new page of a new beginning in their life. And God has to lay down for them a principle, namely, I'm going to bless you, but I have to acclimate you to the season of blessing. They were supposed to come to the land of Canaan. There were seven nations occupying that land. God said, I can't bring you in one day because you suffer from all at onceness. If I all at once answered your prayer and killed all the Canaanites, then the carrion would come overnight, the animals would multiply and kill you, and there would be no sons and daughters of Adam and Eve in the land. The biggest question that Christianity has to deal with is the problem of evil. If God is all-loving and all-powerful and all-knowing, how come he allows evil? Geographical evil, individual evil, physical evil, moral evil. How come? Well, if you've looked around recently, this isn't the best of all possible worlds. Have you noticed? But it is the best way to the best of all possible worlds. You say, well, if I were God, I would stop all evil. All right, you're God. What are you going to do? Stop all evil? Okay, you got to stop it wherever it is. You have to destroy all your people that you're trying to redeem. And there's sticks, stones, and animals. No sons and daughters of Eve. See, that's why you're not God. Think about it. You see, God had a world where you could develop the optimal moral character. You know, you cannot develop character unless you, for instance, patience is a conditional virtue. Patience, you can't create a patient creature. You have to create a creature that goes through difficulty, jumps over hurdles, endures over time, and you become patient. He could, even God can't do what's actually impossible. He couldn't make a patient Adam and a patient Eve. He could just make Adam and Eve who, if they pass the test, would become patient. Did you know God's involved in a process in your life and in this whole planet that is not attainable any other way than the best way to the best of all possible worlds? I tried to explain it to my son Grant when he was sitting in a dental chair, screaming with five teeth being removed. Now, he was looking to me to stop this horrible evil, and I not only was behind it, I paid them. Now, that fact in the helicopter in the long view didn't help him in the moment, thinking I'd abandoned him and he was in pain and, oh my God, and my father's become the devil. I paid them to do that because the process in the long term would produce a healthy mouth, even though in the short term it was not comfortable. Is God engaging you in any processes in your life right now that are painful and you don't understand, and all you're asking for is all at once, let it end, all at onceness? God said, if I answered your prayer to bring you all at once into the land, I'd have to kill everyone in the land. And then he says, I know everything, by the way, from the helicopter perspective, the animals would all multiply in the land. See, you didn't even know there's animals waiting. God knows everything about your life. That's why he's bringing you le'at, le'at, little by little, and he's acclimating you in advance to blessing. I believe I receive blessing right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. God says, children of Israel, you're too weak to inherit the land. You're not wise enough yet. You're not numerous enough. If I destroyed, there were vineyards and hills and property and so much space that they were called to conquer and control and cultivate. And God has, so God said, look, I want you to really be able to cultivate and control the whole land. I'm doing a work that involves the whole land, but right now, can't give it to you all at once. You know, sometimes God doesn't give things to us in our time frame. I know I'm speaking to the wrong crowd. Have you ever wondered why he's not answering any of your all-at-onceness prayers? But he does say, you're in a process. It's all good. I got this. Trust me. Don't give me another trust me, God is sovereign message. Sorry. Oh, you're in all at once. I feel it in the room. Well, we as a church are processions. Kings and queens of processio. It's a process. It's gradual. And that's okay. Isn't it interesting? Egypt persecuted the children of Israel for 400 years, yet God used the Egyptians during that time to attack the land of Canaan repeatedly and weakened the defenses of the city so that when they came out of Egypt, the land was prepared for them to go in quicker. Did you know you're going to live to see the day that your persecution and your illness and your lust will conquer the kingdom for you. You're going to go, what? While you've been in bondage, he's been using that bondage to get the land ready. Is it possible that the land is ready, but you're not? Is it possible that you're ready, but the land is not? And there's nothing wrong with you? What we call prayer is really not healthy discussion with the Lord. It's, God, give me, please, God, give me, let me pay my rent. Oh, Jesus, please, I never ask until next time. Oh, God, and do it all at once, and do it all at once, and do it all at once. Have you ever tried to have a conversation with that? If you saw my children doing that with me, you would know that there's emotional and mental and psychological abuse going on in my home. Oh, Daddy. You see, all at once. Who told you character comes all at once? It's a process. Relax. Gifts of the Spirit come in a minute. Fruit of the Spirit takes a lifetime. And you're still not mature all the way. Yet. You're starting to come up at me, I can see. Your processions. We got to become people that are in love with the gradual process of God, knowing that, listen, God's got a plan whether you know it or not. His plan was for them to enter into a new season of blessing, but his timing was not their timing. Did you know God will let the enemy occupy your land until you're ready to take it?
Wait a minute, that doesn't sound right.
Well, that's not true about your future husband or wife. We want to set boundaries to all applications. But look at God let the enemy control their land until they were ready to take it. In fact, when they went into Egypt, God said, you know, the wickedness of the Amorites is not yet complete. Therefore, I'm going to keep my people 400 years in Egyptian bondage and all the time have the Egyptians be breaking in at assaults on Canaan so that in the right time, his right plan would come to pass his way. He's got a plan, whether you know it or not. He has a timing that's all his own. And you know what? He has a reason. Man, what reason could God have in this? Well, because if I gave you the answer to your prayer, I'd have to kill all the Canaanites, and then there'd be a lot of dead bodies, and then all the animals would come out, and they'd eat you. See, God has a helicopter perspective by which he can see anything that would happen if he answered your all-at-once prayers. How many? I prayed nothing the first 20 years of my Christian life but all-at-once prayers. So I'm sick with the virus, man. But I'm fallen in love with the process of gradual, little by little. This is very important. If you're raised in a Christian home where they taught you all at onceness, that if you didn't get everything you wanted right now, there's something wrong with you. Can you imagine the pressure you put on a six-year-old? It's time to grow up. Grow up! Here's seven charts. Grow up. Here's a pill. Grow up. You can't order in a moment, all at once, a child to grow through a process. Isn't it interesting? The devil calls the fact that you need a process to grow up a curse. He says, you know, if you were really spiritual, you would fast just right. I knew a guy that used to say, if you don't speak in tongues 5 hours a day, you're having tea with the devil. Tea with the devil? What? In other words, if you don't do a certain kind of prayer, a certain amount of hours, then you don't earn the category of all-at-onceness. And then people get on platforms and act like they're in the category of all-at-onceness, like everything they ask for gets done. It doesn't. It's fairy dust. It's a magic wand. Sometimes he turns water into wine. He did that 2,000 years ago, and there's no evidence he's ever done it since. But let's all camp on that verse. All at once! Are you getting over issues all at once? No, growth is from the inside out over a long period, never from the outside in a moment. Whatever it is, it's not growth. Oh, my Lord. My goodness. Look at these charming notes. Little by little, great mountains are made up of little things. The mountains are made of dust. The snow is made of flakes, individual flakes. Oceans themselves, little water drops. Little things are important. We always hear despise not the day of small things. What I'm saying is despise not the fact that you are involved in a process. And even before he blesses you, we are about to come into a new season of blessing and favor and cup running over in our lives, but it's not all at once. He's got to prepare you for blessing. I talked to someone the other day, they are so used to in their life being hit by a wave that when you talk to them, they stand like this. You know, it's like in Vietnam when the boys would go to Honolulu on leave for 7 days, a car would backfire and they all hit the ground. PTSD. Boom! So many of you are so used to the next wave to hit you that God says, you know, I'm really going to have to slowly, little by little, acclimate you to where you are in a posture of receiving. To say, you know what, I think I'll put a welcome mat in front of my life and I'll give you permission to bless me. And I accept that it's a process. Amen. You're growing. I see it. You're better than you were, but it's not all at once. But you'd rather have me wave a magic wand over you. I know that. Amen. Make it all go away. Make the process go away. God, destroy evil. Okay, I got to destroy everybody. You know, I remember Madeline Murray O'Hare always wanted her freedom, but I always thought, did she really want an Excedrin headache number 14 every time she had an atheistic thought? Did she really want God to sew her mouth shut every time she wanted to speak an atheistic word? Does she really want the fountain pen to blow up every time she wrote an atheistic word? No, she wanted her freedom to do whatever she wanted to do without intrusion, right? I've never seen people with signs, down with freedom, back to bondage, I want to do everything my mama tells me. But if love is to exist, free will must exist. You must be able to say, that was a lovely dinner, but I don't like you that way. Oh. So how was the dinner? It was very wonderful. Did you like the movie? Yeah, I like the movie. The only thing, I just don't love you that way. Really? Okay, well, there's just one more thing. Love me! I'm going to make you love. Love, forced love is not love, it's rape. And God is not a divine rapist. He'll woo, but he'll never ravish. He's in the process, little by little. Be patient with you. Be patient with him, with God, with others, with yourself. You are on time. Now, any voice that says you're not, and any teaching that says, if you come to my three-day, someone invited me to a three-day silence retreat. Brian said, how could you say no? But that's a work. I went to the Catholic silence retreat. It was incredible. Then they had a spiritual formation retreat that all the wealthy Christian people send their trophy wives to. 4-star hotels. Massage and spiritual formation. I am so wealthy that I'm going to sit here in this chair and contemplate if I'm opaque or not. Do you see how anything becomes a work? That if you just do that, all at once, I'm going to be frustrated, tied in knots, reality distortions, false ideas and expectations. I'm going to be a surgeon, the Lord told me. Are you ever going to go to school? I think my God's a little bit bigger than that, Craig. Your God picture needs readjustment, Craig. No, that's called a category mistake. You're insane. Do you see? It's hard to help folk get off the treadmill of doing, thinking it's all at once. And then the enemy says, you know, if you really had faith and there wasn't sin in your life, who's ever going to have enough faith to not have sin in their life? It's like blaming the rape victim. Well, if you weren't so darn pretty, that wouldn't have happened. It's like, what? You're going to go to someone in a wheelchair and say, you know, if you just had faith and there was no sin in your life, you'd just pop right up here and be tap dancing. But you need their 10-tape series. It's a 100-tape series, actually, and 4 books. And a study guide. Little by little, there's your Hebrew, layout, 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 layout. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. This may be simple, but you know God has to prepare you for blessing. That means he has to begin to subtly heal the issues in your heart from your Egyptian captivity. He needs to show you the land, but you can't go in right now. I'm sorry. You get right to the gates, and he like goes, no, if I let you in right now, you would all die. Sometimes you don't know what you're praying for. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is just about ready to die. And John and James's mother comes up and says, you know, he just told them, I'm going to die, and they're going to scourge me, and the Gentiles are going to take me and hang me on a cross. And James and John's mother goes, excuse me, Lord, just before you die, could I ask you for a request? Sure. What is it? Grant that my sons will be on your right hand and your left hand when you come into your glory. Just a little request. You're all powerful. Just blink and make it so. And Jesus goes, you have no idea what you're asking. You're asking for me to put someone in a place that by definition isn't a decision. It's a process. It's a process. You know not what you ask. What if I announce to you, one little thing, I have a fatal disease. I'm going to be dead next week. I just wanted to let you know. And one of you raises your hand and says, yes, but my ministry budget hasn't been approved. Could you just sign off on that? You know, just before you drop. Oh! You have no idea sometimes what you're asking for. And I'm not saying don't pray. I'm just saying pray and keep your powder dry. Realize we're in prayer as we are in the process. And someone else may get in their land quicker than we do, but that doesn't mean God loves them more. It means they've been through more hell than you can possibly imagine that you haven't seen. And that's why they got let in. Or they could be let in because this is the only heaven they're ever going to have on earth. Don't begrudge them a Rolex and some diamonds. I can't believe they have a car, seven cars and seven husbands, and I just want one. And, you know, it's like, you know what? Sometimes it's the only heaven someone's going to have. Quit being envious. Leave them alone. Let them enjoy their house. Have you seen Hugh Hefner recently in his pajamas? Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, I'm not judging Hugh. God bless him. I'm just simply saying, oh, oh. It's like watching Mick Jagger in the pants. Oh, Mick, darling, try not to. Mick, there are some things we can't unthink. It isn't 1971. Just saying. Keith Richards, God, I'm glad he's still alive. God's got a plan for his life. Ah! To make me go like that. You know, I love them all in Jesus' name. Amen. They're all dear people. And I know someone that knows every one of them. It's a great story. I always know that. Little by little. Little by little, even before he blesses you, he will take you through a season where he will let you see, he'll let you hear about the land, then he'll let you see a little bit of the land, and then he will tell you, but you can't go in right now, but you're going to go in. You're getting closer. Salvation, loved one, is free. By salvation is by grace through faith in a moment. But everything else in the kingdom is a process. Everything. I was so anointed when I was 16 years old. Oh, hey, Lord. Everybody went, look at that boy. I was just a nightmare waiting to happen. I was so immature. I think God used me while laughing all the time. In a good way. It's just like, oh, isn't he cute? Look at his whole life's going to blow up. Ah. You know, like Job, Satan, look at this kid. Have you beheld my servant Craig? I know. He's meat for your table, but isn't he cute? Look at his little hair. When I'm done with him, there'll be no hair but that tuft. But it wasn't going to be November 2015 before now, when it's November 2015. It couldn't be that in 1972 and 1981 and 1997. We need to calm down a bit and embrace the graduality of God's work. Someone say amen. You're better. You know, people say, I'm free. I go, you're freer. I don't want to hear I'm free. Don't give me premature shouts of victory because you'll fall in 20 minutes right back into the same sin. They go, I'm such a dog. I don't know what's wrong. Well, it's called sanctification, and you grow slowly, slowly. I've told it 100 times, but there, an actual story I heard about a deacon of the church that came down front, bombed out of his mind, drunk as a skunk, and he vomited all over the pastor and the communion table. And the elders came up and got him, and everybody's freaking out, and all the visitors are free. Oh, my God, this guy. And then they said, whoa, 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 whoa. 4 years ago, he was drunk 300 days a year. 3 years ago, 200. Two years ago, 100 days. And they got to the point of saying he was only drunk once this year, and that was this morning when you saw him come. He's doing better. Don't misjudge somebody who's progressing, and you just saw them at a weak moment. Someone say amen. This is way too good. I'll close it down if you amen me more. I'll slow it. I'll speed it up. Oh, yes, Pastor, I've never seen it that way. You're not where you are. Don't ever confuse where you are with who you are. You may have done what they said you did, but you're not who they say you are. And you may have been face down in your own vomit, but you are not where you are. Don't misjudge people. I just can't believe their condition. Let us pray for them. Father, thank you for the scum that you use and the fact that you are able to scour the wicked demons off of this person's life. I used to love people praying that for me as a pastor. We had a lady who used to sit in the front row and talk in tongues the whole service. God sent her in to intercede for me so I'd become the man she knew God wanted me to be. It was crazy. Can we just call crazy crazy? If you're selling crazy, go two blocks down because we're plumb full up here. Quit doing crazy stuff in the name of God and putting his name on it. Crazy. Crazy stuff. And we go hang God's name on it. Look, that's God. It's not God. It's you. It's little by little, little by little, little by little. All right, let me speed up now. You can read the notes at home. I also, by the way, did a wonderful little Roman numeral 5. You can see these online, too, if you click. Thank God for Mike. He puts the notes online. You can look at the seven nations in Canaan, and I articulated just in a nutshell what each of the names of the seven nations in Canaan represent, because they represent the same thing in your heart and in your circumstances right now that they did to the children of Israel. God is preparing the land. Maybe the land's not ready for you. Maybe you're not ready for the land. Trust God. When the land was ready, and only then did he bring them in little by little, little by little, but they eventually took the land, and you will too. And God didn't say you won't be 90. Sarah was 90. That always draws the crowd down. Noah was 600 when he was told to build the ark. Oh, loved one, don't be impatient with the process. Maybe you didn't hear all at once what you wanted to hear. Well, bless your heart. You have no idea the details behind the scenes that God is managing. Do you know the simple bread, give us this day our daily bread? Do you know how complex that is? That means someone had to cultivate land exhaustively. Somebody had to pick the right seed for the right soil. They had to plant it. They had the four seasons had to pass over it. They had to harvest it. They had to take it to the market. And then you have to get it. And then they grind it. And then you put it. We go to Vons and buy Wonder Bread. They didn't have Vons then. So when you pray, give us this day our daily bread, God's got to bring someone from Cuba and introduce them to someone in the Netherlands and bring them into your life, and they're on a train. And like Pastor Rick used to say, good news, your wife is on the way. Bad news, she's 12. She got to grow up. Did you know God's got blessings for you on the way, but they're growing up, right? Maybe 2 years from when they're ready, the land is ready, the moment's ready, the situation's ready, the connections are ready, the people you need to know that need to know you to move you like a chess piece on the board. But they're on the way. Be patient. Le'at, le'at. Little by little. You're going to sound like a Hebrew scholar. Le'at, le'at. Here a little, there a little. Is that enough for you? Can that just be enough? I'm better. I'm freer. You're freer, you're better. Do you know there's something, I was telling somebody last night, the beauty of a recovery group is that when you go to a 12-step group, you don't get fixed. Nobody tries to fix you. You can go in and say, I have an addiction, and it's horrible, and I pull my hair out. Now, I've heard the weirdest addictions, I'm telling you right now. There's a group for you, I promise. But here's the point, in the group, you don't go in to get fixed, you go in to be together and to... You know, you tell your story and you cry and you scream and you tell how ugly you are and everybody goes and yawns because everything you said is the most common thing to them. And they go, well, keep coming back. Work the program. See, they're not shocked because they know something the church world doesn't know, that it's a process little by little. that helps you grow out of where you are into where you are. God grows you so much that the yoke snaps off your back. Don't try to take people's yokes off when they're not ready. It'll snap off in due course, and it's off. When it's off, it's off. Amen? But until then, pray for me. Don't you love telling people to pray for you? You know they're never going to remember you. Certain people, I'll keep that in my prayers. We're AAO positive, I'm sorry. All at onceness has to be acknowledged, and it's so easily transferred. See, I hear people talk to each other, and you hear their God picture is contaminating the person next to them. Well, did you pray 9 times? No, I only prayed 8. Oh, well, there it is. If you prayed one more time. Isn't it horrible when you're in absolute agony and someone says that you're responsible for it, and if there's just one more thing you did, one more prayer you prayed, one more button you pushed, one more lever, and all at the same time, all at once, the thing would be changed. That is a lie. It's not true. Amen? This place is a safe place for you to grow and become all that God... This is the island of misfit toys. I want to be a dentist. You will never be a dentist. That's where we are. But it's safe for you to grieve, and it's safe for you to rejoice. Amen? So here's my whole point. The reason for all of this was to say this. The Lord put this on my heart, that we are coming into a season of inheritance, and all those promises are true. We're closer than we've ever been, but He's having to acclimate you to blessing, because if you're not acclimated to blessing, you will spit it out when it comes. A prophetic man who's 90 years old called me, and he said, I want to tell you a story. Don't ever spit on your microphone. No. He told me a story. He said, Craig, he said, you know Lake Sherwood up here? Anybody know where Lake Sherwood is, all the $5 million homes? All right. In 1957, the guy that owned all that property, there's nothing there, owned all the property, came up to his ministry and said, I'd like to give all of this to your ministry. All of it. You bless my life. And you know what he did? Well, you know, I just don't know. And what would Jesus do? And St. Francis wouldn't take it. He refused. He goes, Craig, I don't even know why I refused. I had a religious spirit of poverty. The guy just said, I want to give you all this land. And he said, no, in the name of the Lord, trying to be humble and look spiritually. But no, it's okay. Give it to someone else. And he did. And he told me, Craig, don't ever be a fool like I was. If God gives you something, say yes, ma'am, no, yes. I accept. Thank you. Thank you. What are you going to do with it? I don't know. We'll figure it out and have an elder meeting. Yes. And then he told me he moved to Moore Park, California, where I live, at the theater that is still there. He used to have his healing services in that theater. A guy from Moore Park came and offered him half of Moore Park, all the property, just because his ministry had changed the guy's life. And guess what he said? No, I wouldn't know what to do. Lord, he told me, Craig, I'm telling you this because I don't ever want you to have a false spirit of humility and religion. Take it and give it away later. But you see, why would God send the grain until He's built the barn? Why? Why would He give you a blessing that's a flash flood that drowns and kills everybody? The very water that's to give you sustenance forever. You have no cistern built through your trials and your difficulties, so there's nowhere for the water to go, so it washes right off and destroys and kills everybody. That's why God says that's an all-at-onceness prayer, and I know you're afflicted with that disease, but I only am a processing. Little by little, lay out. He hasn't abandoned you. He hasn't forgotten you. But it's a trickle. Don't look for Niagara Falls. I believe I received Niagara Falls. I heard an analogy once. It was this woman, and she was standing under Niagara Falls complaining because her cup was upside down. She said, there's water here for everybody, but there's not one drop in my cup. Turn your cup right side up. Maybe God doesn't need to send any more money. We need a higher mountain for the radio signal. I'm not getting it in my car. Maybe the problem is in the radio. They don't need any more wattage. Maybe the receiver is a little bit. Do you know, I've been driving around, and this is embarrassing. I've been driving around my car for 3 years without the CD working. So I got these massive recalls from my car. They kept stacking up. And why didn't you go in and fix them right away? Because I would have had to get up. They didn't seem critical. But when the last one came that said, if anyone is your passenger in your car, if the airbag goes off, they will be killed. I went in that day. precious, mature servant that I am. So I went in, they fixed the ignition, they fixed the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then the guy said, you know, I noticed that your CD isn't working. I said, yeah, I haven't been able to listen to books on Gazette. He goes, how many years? I said, 3. And he went, you could have just, you know, and he pushed 4 buttons. And now I can listen to Will. But you know, it was so embarrassing to say, how many years? 3 years. He went, oh, a real procession here in a sick way. I want to speak a blessing over all of us. I want us to just develop, if we could, a healthy perspective. God's in the little things. It's the little, the pyramid went up one stone at a time, right? The oak tree was once a little acorn. Little things are powerful things. And I don't care how spiritual you are, you attain maturity the same way I do over time, surviving everything. Somebody asked me last night, they said, boy, you've been through a lot in your life. Were you ever suicidal? I said, ha! For like 15 years, day and night. So, you get up, you do the next right thing. As your day is, so shall your strength be, and you cannot look beyond your nose some days. But we're survivors here. Look around you. We're becoming pure processions. Now we will hunt down the all it wantest and scourge the... No, I'm sorry. They must be removed from the earth. Oh, honey, it's going to be all right. Lord, thank you. If the land's ready, but I'm not, get the land ready, Holy One. If I'm ready, Lord God, if it's me that's not ready, I pray that you would adjust, heal, continue your wonderful daily work of healing and cleansing and deliverance. Lord, we're just, forgive us, Lord, for being all at once, Lord. Forgive us for just having that view that we impose on the world and we feed that to other people. Forgive us, Lord, for influencing people to be an all-at-once thinker. Nothing is done all at once, ever. So, Lord, purge us of these unbiblical ideas that sometimes sound spiritual or insightful, but they're just false teaching. Forgive us, Lord. Let us be processed people that say, God's at work in my life, and it's probably a good process going to go on until I die or Christ returns, but it's good news. I'm just one step closer than I was, maybe just half a step. I tell people I'm 6'3", so if I fall, I'm going to be forward 6'3" forward. Let's fall forward. The Bible says the righteous man falls 7 times, and he'll get up again. The righteous woman will fall 7 times, but she gets up again. Get up again. God's at work. You will inherit the land. And the enemy that has tortured you will be the means through which you gain access to your land. It's a strange thing, but a beautiful thing. Thank you, Father. Thank you that all those tormentors, Lord, are going to be our means into the land. Thank you for everything we've endured, are providing the keys, forging the keys that will unlock the doors of our promised land. Thank you that it isn't fairy dust to believe something better is ahead, because you're so spacious and wonderful and beautiful. We dare to believe, whatever age we are, whatever war and battle we've seen, little by little, you will drive the enemy out. 2 Samuel 3:1 says, and there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker, and the house of David waxed stronger and stronger. I know it's not all at once, honey. I wish it could be. That's what I really pray for you, most of you, that the water would be turned into wine, but I know that probably won't be. But But daily you're waxing stronger and stronger, and the enemy's work in your life is waxing weaker and weaker. Just as you did with David and Saul, we pray that you will do that work in us, Lord. The work of the enemy is slowly receding and disappearing. The work of God is strengthening moment by moment by moment by moment. And we just renounce all at onceness and pray to be processions, Lord. Just take a moment to feel his love for you. He's well done, thou good and faithful servant. He loves you so much. You're looking at all your sins. He's looking at the fact that you have stayed alive to this hour. Yay, you. Yay, you. God knows what it takes to give you confidence to live another day. Don't be ashamed in the name of Jesus. I'm just glad you're here today. I'm just a human being fallen, but I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you survived. I'm glad you made it through last night. I'm glad you staggered into God's house today. Bless you. Bless you in Jesus' name. Someone say amen right now. Can you give him praise if this touched your heart? Can you give him praise right where you are? Right in the midst of the process. God bless you. God.
We hope today's message has been a blessing to you. And if it has, please visit our website at drcraigjohnson.org. There you can find additional messages of encouragement. And if our ministry has been a blessing to you, please consider us in your ministry giving, as we depend solely on the financial assistance of our listeners like yourself. Also, please feel free to send any personal prayer requests. You can find us online at drcraigjohnson.org. God bless you.